This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Amid the hubbub of the 2024 Republican National Convention, the Iron Workers Union and Milwaukee Brewers are taking some time to mark a major local anniversary. It's been 25 years since the crane collapse that killed three men during construction of what is now American Family Field. William DeGrave, Jeffrey Wisher, and Jerome Starr died on July 14, 1999, when the so-called man basket they were riding in crashed to the ground after a crane was unable to control a 450-ton piece of metal roofing being lifted in a strong wind. After a remembrance ceremony Sunday outside the baseball stadium, Starr's sister, Catherine Hamilton Starr, choked up while talking about her relative.
He was a great brother. He was always providing for everybody, always cared about everybody. He was very caring. He was always there in need of anything, you know. We were very close.
Standing next to Catherine was her daughter, Dawn Hamilton, Jerome Starr's niece, who tearfully relayed a favorite memory.
Oh, my gosh.
Pick one.
Oh, God. Going over to Uncle Jerry's house in the summertime to go swimming.
Yeah.
And then the holidays or whatever, he always opened up his home or whatever. Everybody in the family, everybody and anybody was welcome. And he kept us united.
Both daughter and mother say they're grateful all of the deceased construction workers were honored Sunday. Iron Workers Local 8 organized the event. Retired union business manager Brent Emmons spoke about the men who died.
Bill DeGrave was a foreman on the job. Jeff Wisher was a foreman on the job. And Jerry Starr was a union steward. They put themselves in risk that day. They didn't put their crew in risk. They were the ones in the basket. So that says a lot about their character.
Other speakers said there have been improvements in crane safety since the incident and emphasized how iron workers and other union members of the construction trades have built many structures in the city. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.